T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Yankees have stopped playing Kate Smith's recording of God Bless America during the seventh inning stretch while the team investigates allegations of racism against the late singer. It turns out Kate Smith recorded racist songs many decades ago. On our newsline, Dr. Jerry Miller at Haverford College in Pennsylvania. He's the author of the book Stain Removal, Ethics and Race. Dr. Miller, you've been looking into this. Is this an overreaction by the Yankees? Also, the Philadelphia Flyers are doing the same thing.
Yeah, I think it might seem like that initially, but one of the things that we have to recognize is that what this issue about isn't just whether Kate Smith is a bad person or whether the song is bad. We have to look at the question of its symbolic use for these games, and in terms of the song that's being represented, God Bless America, as a representation of who we are as a nation.
Back in the 1930s, Kate Smith recorded a song called That's Why Darkies Were Born. It includes the lyrics, "Someone had to pick the cotton, that's why darkies were born." Does a classic song become unusable because the artist recorded other songs that are racist?
It doesn't become unusable, I think. But we need to be attentive to the context or the uses that we make of it. So I think we can appreciate perhaps the brilliance of her rendition of God Bless America, but we may not want to use that as an icon for a representation of who we are today. Because that song is meant to be a reflection of our country. And right now, where our country isn't the same place it was 80 years ago. And so she may not be the right person to reflect us today.
Does the fact that Kate Smith recorded those songs 80-plus years ago make any difference, or she did it, so she did it?
Yeah, she did. Of course, history does make a difference. So this is why we wouldn't want to say, she's a bad person or somehow exceptional necessarily, and that's why we should contemplate not using her song. But instead, we might ask, we could also ask, what if this singer had been singing, communist protest songs. So people might be concerned about that, too. But they would be concerned, again, because of her singing this song that's meant to represent patriotism. And the truth of who we are today.
I wonder, is there a bar or line that can be approached but not crossed? And has that bar or line shifted from, say, the 1930s to the days of 1970s Archie Bunker to 2019?
Well, in ethics, unfortunately, we don't have a kind of formula that we can apply that's going to give us a determination of whether something is good or something is bad. But instead, we do have to look at the time period. And in this case, absolutely, our values are going to have shifted from the 1930s and 40s to, say, the Archie Bunker period of what we understood to be a kind of racially relevant discourse, to where it is now in 2019. So that's a way of saying that we should expect that our values change over time, and therefore our icons and the people that we think of as being representative of who we are necessarily going to change. So we should expect more conversations and welcome more conversations like this in the future, but also recognize that in the future, our icons are going to change, that we're going to have to shift out more people as we have a different understanding of who we are. And that's just the nature of the history of ethics.
Finally, I wonder, there are other recordings of God Bless America, both vocal and instrumental. Perhaps a way of settling this is you could still use the song, but maybe just a different recording?
Yeah, I think that's the easiest way to do it. And that doesn't take, that doesn't necessarily have to take anything away from Kate Smith or the importance of her to, say, the music, to the music industry or music history. I think actually this is exactly what we should do. We should update it and use a different rendition. I don't think we need to imagine that anyone has a right to be a representative symbol of the nation. So I think that would be a pretty easy fix for this. But it's also a good reminder that icons aren't permanent. Our values aren't permanent. They do shift over time. And so we always want to rethink and go back to these symbolic representations of who we are to say and ask ourselves whether this really does still represent the truth of our nation.
You know, I know there are some people in New York, also in Philadelphia, where the Flyers have stopped playing the song. They even covered up a statue of Kate Smith. Some people are Some people are rolling their eyes at this, and others are saying it is gosh darn about time we do something. If nothing else, is this a good, healthy discussion to be having?
Absolutely, and it's certainly not isolated. It's connected to the kinds of debates about the Me Too movement and Black Lives Matters, sexual harassment, but also to the Catholic Church abuse scandal. There's in the history of ethics, there's always these kinds of moments, and they're not, they can seem on the outside, the people who are saying, oh, this is ridiculous, or people saying it's about time, that there's something obvious about it. But in fact, these are the moments that we use to reconceptualize and reconfigure our self-understandings. And so these are absolutely essential debates to have.
And if I may, I guess there's no black or white answer, right?
No, there rarely is, unfortunately.
Dr. Jerry Miller is the author of Stain Removal, Ethics and Race at Haverford College in Pennsylvania. We thank you for joining us today, Dr. Miller.
Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.